13, and I ask you if you would stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 18. It is the last time. The Bible says in verse number 18 of 1 John chapter number 2, little children, it is the last time, as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of at all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. And I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in ye, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, we're coming and we're studying in the book of John tonight, the last times. And Lord, I believe, and as the word teaches, we're in the last time. We may be in the last days, Father. We may be in the last hours. We may be in the last moments, Father. We don't know, but we know that that time's drawing near because there's a lot being fulfilled in the word of God. Lord, I pray tonight that you guard all the prayer request tonight that was lifted up. Lord, I pray you be with them. Be with the ones that are sick, that are in harm's way. Lord, I pray you be with our soldier men and women tonight, Father. Lord, I pray you bless them, keep them safe, and watch over them. Father, I pray tonight that you be just with this church, Lord God, that we just always be found doing what you've called us to do. Lord, I pray we always stand on thus saith the word of God. Lord, I thank you tonight that we have an old Bible that we can go to tonight. And Lord God, even all throughout the histories, Lord God, it has stayed true and it has stayed the same. Father, the reason it has, it says, because your word will not pass away. And Father, and I thank you for that tonight. And that's what we can stand on. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask you tonight to forgive me of all my sin, my shortcomings, and where I failed thee. And if there be anything in my life that would hinder this sermon tonight, Lord, I pray you to remove it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we ask, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. In the last time, as we come here tonight, and we went from 18 to 29, and we're going to do a study on that tonight, and we're going to look at in the last time. And as we come tonight, John here, as he wrote, and in the last time, and as he wrote this, he truly believed that he was seeing the last days. He believed that he was living in the last days. And as we study the scripture tonight, I truly believe that we are in the last times. As a believer, and I said this a while ago, this is not something to be scared of. This is not something to be frightened of. This is not something that you ought to get just all upset about if you're a born-again believer tonight. But to know that there's a time coming that he's going to come back, that should be in my life an encouragement, knowing that he is getting closer to coming back for his bride. And that's what he's going to come back and he's going to get his bride. He's going to take us home. But in the last time, I want to look tonight as what John was trying to tell us about the last time. And I want to show you two individuals that he talked about in the last time that you and I both need to know about tonight. And we need to be aware of one and we need to be welcoming the other. And number one tonight, what was John talking about tonight in the last time? If you look in verse number 18, we see that he reveals the deceiver or the Antichrist. Tonight, he reveals the Antichrist. He didn't sugarcoat nothing or hold nothing back. He come right out on the scene and he said, I want to reveal to you the Antichrist that's going to come and and it's going to deceive the whole world. Look what John said here. He said, little children, he's talking to the church, he's talking to the believers tonight. He said, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. You know what an Antichrist is? That is not Christ. That is somebody that says they're Christ. They act like Christ. They try to be Christ Jesus, but they're not Christ Jesus. I have good news tonight. There's only one Christ Jesus, and that's the one that bled and died on Calvary's hill and that rose again to save us from our sins. And tonight, as we look at the revealing of the deceiver, I want to look at three things that that does with the deceiver tonight. Number one, tonight we see that in verse number 18, it reveals the deception that he is going to try to do. And he says this, that, and there are many, look at this tonight, there are many antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time. There's a revealing of the deception that he is going to bring. He is going to deceive. And tonight, I want you to know this, there's a lot of good people that has been deceived by people that thinks that, man, they're good godly people and they teach the word of God and they act like they know the word of God, but they're far from the word of God. And tonight he says this, that if any other man teaches that there's any other way to the Father than by the Son, Jesus Christ, he is accursed. He said, if there's an angel from heaven try to teach you anything else, let it be accursed tonight. And as we look tonight, I'd ask you to turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 5, the revealing of the deceiver tonight. And as we get to this in our life and we know we're getting to the last days, we see some things that'll come to pass. And one of them being this, they will be a deceivers that'll come among us. He says in Matthew 24 and verse number 5 tonight, talking about when the Son of God shall come back and he shall get his church, he said there's some things that's going to have to go on. And you know tonight, you've always heard in your life there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. But tonight as you look at this, if you'll look in verse number 5 of Matthew 24, look what the Bible says. For many shall come in my name, talking about the name of Jesus, and I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That's what they'll say, that deception that they bring. And he said, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Look in verse number 6. See that ye not be troubled. He said, don't be troubled by this. Don't be troubled by these things coming. But he said, look at this. I love this. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He said, these things have to come to pass, but the end is not yet. And as we study that tonight, we see in 1 John tonight, the revealing of the deceiver. He reveals the deception of the Antichrist. He is the one that's going to say that he knows all things. He knows the way. He knows what you need to do. But I see this tonight, even when that deceiver comes, he's going to bring deception, and he's going to bring departing among some people that sits on the pews each and every week and each and every day of our life. They're going to be deceived by the devil himself. Can I say to you tonight, there's a lot of churches and there's a lot of church people that you know and I know tonight. You can watch all over TV tonight, not talking about no group or no religion or none of that tonight, but anybody that would tell you that there's many ways to heaven, that's not the truth tonight. The truth tonight, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And there's a revealing. Look at verse number 19. Not only is there deception, but there's a departing tonight in this text. He said they'll be deceived, but there'll be a departing. And tonight that departing is this, that'll be a walking away. They'll walk away from what they know is the truth. They'll walk away from the real true God, and they'll go after a false God tonight. He says this in 19. They went out from us, but if they were not of us. For if they have been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. Friends, tonight as we read that deceiver tonight, he is going to try to deceive people. And one way that he does that tonight is by drawing them away from the one true God, trying to draw them away. And tonight, if you're a born-again believer tonight, I got good news tonight. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight. But there's a deceiver out there, and he's trying to deceive the whole world. Not just some of us, but the whole world tonight. And that deceiver, one thing he wants to do tonight, he wants to lure you away tonight. And tonight, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. There's a lot of things pulling at you, and there's a lot of things pulling at me, but there's one thing I know I got to hold on to, and I hold true tonight, and that is the word of God tonight, that I be not deceived. And you say tonight, preacher, how would I be deceived? One way you'll be deceived is they'll say, the Bible Bible says and it's not in there. The Bible says, or God told me to tell you this, or God sent this to me, or God sent this to me to give to you. And friends, tonight, if it ain't up building, it's tearing down. Hey, you make sure if it's of God or not. You rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I tell people all the time, if you don't know if it's Satan on you or the Holy Ghost convicting you, or you don't know if it's Satan trying to do things in your life, you rebuke it. And if it is Satan, he'll have to flee in the name of Jesus. But if it's the Holy Ghost, you can't rebuke him. Hey, if you're born again tonight and he lives in your heart and he is on you, I want you to know you might can quench him, but you can't remove him. Amen? Because he lives inside of a believer tonight. All right, so we see tonight the revealing of the deceiver. Number one, he reveals by deception tonight. Number two, he reveals by departing. But number three tonight, he reveals, he's that revealing by the denying tonight. He denies what the one true God is tonight. Flip with me just right over here in 1 John chapter number 4 in verse number 3 tonight. And I want to show you this with the revealing. He revealed the denying. They deny the one true God tonight. Look what he says. And every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. All right? Every spirit, he said, every one of them that will tell you that, hey, that Jesus, he is a prophet or Jesus is this. Listen, he is not a prophet tonight. He is the Son of God. That's who he is tonight. He is my king. He is my Lord tonight. And different religions and different groups will try to tell you and try to weaken his authority down. But tonight, he is the authority tonight. And he says that anybody tries to tell you different of that, that is the spirit of Antichrist tonight. Why? Because they're against his authority and against his throne that he is sitting up. Look what he says. Wherefore we have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. He said this spirit of being deceived is in the world. It is in the world that we live in. People are trying to deceive people, and that's not right. I want to share with you two people that thought and they tried to deceive people, and they got a lot of good people that was deceived, and a lot of good people died because they thought these men were men of God, and they were not men of God. They were deceivers. Do you remember hearing about Jim Jones? I know you've heard about that if you've studied any history. Jim Jones, you know what he did? He thought to be, and they thought he was a prophet. They thought he was a priest, and they thought he was a king. And you're going to remember this to get his name. He had the slogan that everybody says, drinking the Kool-Aid. As I thought about somebody that were deceived, I thought about Jim Jones. He had all these people, and I'm not talking about low-class people. I'm not talking about middle-class people. I'm talking about he had high-class people that he had influenced, that he was the one true God, that he was king, that he heard from God only, and that's who he was. He was the man. And you know what he did? He took all them people, and over 900 people, it said 918 people lost their life because he made a Kool-Aid substance up, and they all drank it. And he told them that if they would drink that drink, they would spend eternity in heaven, and that it was the way. And they got deceived, 918 people. You say, preacher, I won't get deceived. I won't get caught up in that. I guarantee you, they thought the same thing. But what he talked, it tickled their ears. It made them feel good. It made them feel good about themselves. It made them feel good about their relationship with God. Friends, tonight, the Word of God don't always make me feel good, but it always tells me the truth. Amen? And tonight, you remember this. If anybody tells you something and you say, I don't know if that's of God or not, you get in that Bible, and if it ain't in there, it ain't of God. I don't care if they said God told them that. It ain't of God. Amen? If it's in this book, it's God. If it ain't in this book, it ain't of God. He says that it's settled here in the Word of God. When you hold this Bible, you're holding Jesus. When you hold this Bible, this is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. There is no error in here. There's no fault in here. There's none of that. When you read this book and you line your life up, you're born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you line your life up with this book. Am I going to fall? Yes. Am I going to fail? Yes. Am I going to stumble? Yes. Am I going to do things I ain't supposed to do? Yes. But I got an advocate with the Father who is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen? Not Jim Jones. And tonight, as I studied that, I studied about him this week, and over 900, it was 918 to be exact, lost their lives by drinking that. Said he had cyanide in it. That's what he had in there. He had that, and he had Finnegan. He had that in that drink, mixed it up, and them folks drunk it. You know why they drunk it? You know why they drunk it? They trusted him. You be careful who you trust. In the world we live in, you be careful who you trust. You be careful who you trust. And as I studied this tonight, I thought about the first time I ever used crystal meth. Now, I hate going here, but I want to tell you this tonight. I remember the first time I ever done it. I was at my home, and we was grilling out. Man, I had steaks on the grill, and I had it all laid out there, and I swore I'd never touched drugs. I would drink, but I wouldn't touch drugs. Back then, when I was lost, I thought, as long as I drank, drinking wasn't bad. Then was dope heads, drinking wasn't bad. Drinking wouldn't hurt me. I could drink, and I'd be okay, but I wouldn't do drugs. And we had some beer out there, and I had me a beer sitting there, and one of my buddies was there, and man, I trusted him. I didn't think about looking at my drink to make sure he didn't put nothing in it. I trusted him, and he walked up there and slipped it. I've never done it before in my life, and he put it in my drink. Next thing I know, I've done burnt the steaks. Everything's destroyed. We ain't doing nothing else, and I didn't know what was going on. For 2 nights, I ain't slept a wink. I'm wide awake for 2 nights, and I don't know what's going on. That ain't me. I didn't know nothing was in my system. I didn't know nothing was going on, and about 3 or 4 days later, he come back to the house, and he asked me a question. He said, hey, did you sleep the other night? I said, man, I ain't slept a wink. I don't know what's going on. And he told me what he done. Man, I wanted to kill him. I said, I'd never try that. I'd never touch that. I'd never do that. And man, me and him got into it, and he left. But you know what the old devil said? He said, you remember how it made you feel, though? You remember how good you felt? And it wasn't long. You know what I done? I done picked his number up, and I done called him up. I said, hey, man, you got any of that? He brought it back to the house, and the next thing I know, my life got completely out of control. It spun completely out of control. By one little innocent gesture by somebody that I trusted ruined my life for eternity. Friends, you listen to me this. When I talk about eternity, there's things I'm going to have to live with until I leave here. The blood of Jesus Christ saved me, but I got a mind I war with daily over that mess. And I have to war over that daily. I mean, every day of my life, I war over that stuff. And I have to rebuke that in Jesus' name and get that away from me. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight, you be careful of people that deceive you. You be careful of people that would do things to you out of just a good laugh or a good time or good fun. And friends, nothing but evil will come out of that. And I think about that in my life. But I also think tonight about this, not only Jim Jones, and as I studied that, but I thought about David Koresh. You remember him? David Koresh out in Waco, Texas. He had all these people coming to that compound out there, and he said he was the Messiah. He said he was God. He was the one. And you know what they did? The marshals come in, and he wouldn't surrender, and every one of them died out there and that was in that compound at that time that hadn't left. They had died. You know why they died? You know why they gave their life up? Because they trusted him. But I want to tell you about a man you can trust tonight, and his name's Jesus. His name's Jesus tonight. There's a lot of false people in the world we live in, but there's one that's not false, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now listen to me tonight. If you got somebody in your life and you say, they've deceived me before, you make sure you keep your eyes on them double time, amen? You make sure you keep your eyes on them big time. And tonight I want you to know this. When you have been deceived, it hurts you to the core. It hurts you to the core. As Jim Jones deceived them people, he didn't do it just a little bit here and a little bit there. He didn't. He didn't do a little bit. He got them all the way in. He got them all the way in before they ever drank it. Before they ever drank it. He got them all the way in. And they trusted him 100%. And tonight, I want you to know there's still people like that in the world that we live in. And I want you to know there's a lot of good people done things that they shouldn't have done because they trusted a man that they shouldn't have trusted. And tonight, as we look at that, I just keep thinking about that in the text. As I read in the last time, there'll be deceivers. I want you to get this tonight. A lot of good, honest people, I wrote this down, a lot of good, honest people was deceived and will be deceived in the last time. In the last time. So tonight we've covered the revealing of the deceiver, the one that would deceive you and lie to you and tell you a false. But I want to go to the second person that John's talking about tonight. He talked about one, the deceiver, being the Antichrist. So if I know there's Antichrist, there's somebody that's wrong. There's got to be somebody that's right. And he talks about not only the deceiver, but he talks about the deliverer tonight. And look at this tonight in verse number 20. He says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. And tonight as I study that, I understand in Deuteronomy 6:4 it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He's a holy God tonight. And then as we go into Deuteronomy 6:5, he says this is required of thee, or this is what I want you to do, to love thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. How am I going to get over the deceiver? By the word of God that I put in my heart. And he says tonight that I want to go over this, what that deliverer will do in your life. And I want to give you what an unction is tonight. An unction is an anointing or a lie detector that is in your life. You know when somebody's lying to you. Right? Most time, I mean, if they sugarcoating it to death, you may have to go a little while before you get a hold of it. But most time, just a right out lie, you're going to catch that. So Satan ain't going to just a straight out lie at you. He's going to give you a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. But what is going to be what's going to be the number one key in your life to say, hey, that's wrong and that's not right? That's going to be the unction from the Holy One, from the Lord God Almighty, the Holy Ghost that is living inside of you is going to give you an unction to know that that's not right. Have you ever done something you said, man, I know that's not right. I know I didn't need to do that. And you said, man, I don't know why that's come up on me. You said, my conscience, that ain't your conscience. That's the Holy Ghost that's dealing on the inside of a believer tonight. He'll deal on the inside of a person. And I want to show you this tonight, what he reminds us of, that the Holy One is in our life. Look with me in verse number 20, as we looked already. He says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. And that reminds us of his protection tonight. He is that Holy One. He reminds us of all things. He keeps us right what we need to do. And he shows us in the Word of God what we need to do. So when the deceiver comes and he tries to deceive you, and he tries to deceive me, I've got somebody living inside of me that's going to be that lie detector in my life. He is going to lead me in the direction that I need to go. It's going to stick out in a major way. But I see something else tonight in verse number 24 and verse number 28. It reminds us of his presence tonight. Look what he says in verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. And that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. He says tonight, this deliverer, the one that has that protection over you, he is going to abide in you. He abides in you to deliver you from the wiles of the devil. He don't only abide in you so you get to that place in your life that you go to heaven and you're born again and you're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. But he is the one on a daily walk that keeps you from being deceived and led in the wrong way and led in the wrong direction tonight. And as we read that tonight, he says this in verse number 28. Look what he says. And now little children, there's that word again, the word abide. He said, and now little children, abide in him. He wants us to abide in who? In the Holy One, in Christ Jesus. He wants us to abide in him. He wants us to walk with him and talk with him. Abide in him that when he shall appear. And I told you in the beginning, he's coming one day. He's coming back one day to get his church. And when he shall appear, you know there's going to come a day he's going to appear. Amen? And when he shall appear, we may have what? We may have confidence. Now my confidence don't rely in me. My confidence relies in the Holy One tonight. He says this, and we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So tonight, when he comes, I don't want to be ashamed, right? And how am I not going to be ashamed? Because the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to my life. So I see that deliverer tonight. He's my protection. I see I'm in his presence. But I want to show you something else in verse 25 tonight, talking about the reminding us of the deliverer tonight and what he does. Have you ever just wanted to be delivered from something? You said, man, I've battled this all my life. I can't get rid of this addiction. I can't get rid of this. I can't get rid of that. I can't get rid of this. I want you to know tonight, you can get rid of anything through the power of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. I don't care what the addiction is tonight. You can get rid of it in the power of Jesus Christ tonight. He has given us a promise tonight. He is our protection. We're in his presence. And he has given us a promise tonight. And he said, I am your deliverer. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. He said, I can deliver you from anything you need in your life. And the number one thing we need to be delivered from is being deceived in this Christian walk that we walk. Look what he says in verse 25. I'm talking about a promise now. He reminds us of his promise. This is his promise. And this is the promise that he had promised us, even eternal life. That's the promise he's promised you and me tonight. When you got saved, he promised you and he promised me eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When he saved us, he sealed us with that Holy Spirit of promise. And you can go to Ephesians chapter number 1 and read all about how he sealed us with that Holy Spirit of promise tonight. He is our deliverer tonight. If he just saved me partially, or he just saved me until I messed up, or he just saved me until I did something that I didn't like, or he didn't like, he ain't my deliverer. A true deliverer delivers you completely. You're completely delivered. Elevation Worship's got a new song. I cannot be more loved than I am right now. Have y'all been hearing that song, Jaira? He said, I can't be more loved than I am right now. And he's talking about he can't bring a trophy and he can't lift God up no more. God's high as he can go. He's who he is tonight. He's the one true God tonight. And there's nothing I can do to make him love me more. You know what, tonight, there's not a sinner can do anything to make, he loves us all, for God so loved the world. He loved us when we was lost. He loved us when we was lost. When we get saved, he loves us the same. When you're lost, he loves you. When you're saved, he loves you. He just loves people because that's who he created. And tonight he said, this is the promise tonight, that if you'll give your life to Jesus Christ, he says, I promise you eternal life tonight. But let me show you this tonight. Not only the deliverer, we've watched out for the deceiver, but we have a deliverer tonight as well. He reminds us of his power in verse number 27. And here it is. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. If you're saved in here tonight, I want to share this with you. Have you ever heard somebody say, boy, she or he's, they got an anointing on them. You ever heard somebody say that? Boy, they're under the anointing. Boy, they got the anointing all over. Man, they're anointed. You know what tonight? If you're saved, you're anointed. You're anointed. Now, to let that anointing shine, to let it roll freely, that's your business. What you're going to do with the anointing he's put on your life. But everyone that is born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you have an anointing on your life. You have a special purpose. He has a plan for you, and he has something he's wanting you to do. Look what he says here in the Bible as we look in verse number 27. Here is his power. By the anointing which you have received of him, it abideth in you. That anointing lives inside of you. That's how you can know that deceiver is trying to deceive you and lead you in the wrong path tonight. Have you ever seen somebody say, boy, they're a whole lot more anointed than I am? No. Listen to me tonight. You're anointed. You're anointed tonight. You may just be anointed in a different way. They may be anointed to speak or to speak out. You may be anointed your anointing may be to pray or whatever, it's just as a gift. You may have that anointing on you, and you know what it is that you do. And tonight, I want you to get this. Old Satan tries to make us think that somebody else may be a little bit closer to God than we are. Friends, tonight, I can't get no more closer to God than the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. My works, my prayers, my walk, none of that gets me. I'm as close as I can get to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight, that blood of Jesus Christ is what satisfies God tonight. Not my works, not nothing I do, but the blood of Jesus Christ is what pleases God tonight. Look in verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in ye, and ye need not that any man teach you. You don't need nobody teach you about the anointing. Hey, I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever done something, and man, I'm talking about goosebumps just went all over you, or you just, whew, man, you felt God move on you. You felt that anointing. You felt that in your life. And you're like, we've had a blowout service here, and you hunger for that again. You hunger for that service again. That's what you've been under that anointing. You're at that anointing, and you realize it in your life. You don't need nobody to teach you when God's moving in your life. You don't need nobody to teach you when he's showing up in your life. As Brother James Lowe said, that he's answering prayers. He don't need nobody to teach you that he's answering in prayers. He's showing you he's answering prayers. Brother John, you don't need nobody to teach you he's answering your prayers. He's showing you. You're sitting here. You don't need no big sign from heaven. He's doing that in your life because of that anointing, because you're saved tonight. He's doing that in your life. And he says tonight, I love this, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things. That anointing, that lie detector, that anointing, that Holy Ghost in your life, he's going to teach you all things, and it's truth. So that deliverer tonight, he's going to tell you the truth no matter what. He's going to bring truth to your life no matter what. And you know what tonight? The truth hurts sometimes, but he's always going to tell you the truth. And there's no lie. That deliverer will never lie to you. He'll never tell you one thing to make you feel good so you don't get your feelings hurt. He tells you the truth. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. That deliverer tonight, I see that he reminds me of my protection, that God's got me. Even when I don't know what's going to go on, I don't know what's happening, he reminds me that, hey, you got me. He's my protector. He reminds me that I'm in his presence on a daily basis. Why? Because he walks right beside me. He reminds me of his promises that my life is eternal when Satan tells me, you're fixing to lose yourself. You're fixing to lose. And I had to say, get behind me, Satan. You don't know the God I serve. He reminds me of his power, the way he works in my life. But in verse number 29, I want to share this with you. He reminds us of his purity. He reminds us of his purity. His purity. If you're saved tonight, you've heard this, well, I'm just old sinner saved by grace. Correct. That's correct. You've heard tonight, I mess up daily. Correct. You've heard tonight, all kind of things. that shows that you don't have purity in your life. I strive for purity. You do too, but sometimes we slip up, right? We slip up and we do things that just ain't correct. But I beg to differ the thing that, and they said, well, none of us is perfect. I'm not perfect in the flesh. I'm not. I agree with you tonight. I'm not. But I beg to differ. There is something perfect in my life. And that's my salvation. Because see, my salvation don't rely on me, Brother Austin Laws. It don't rely on me. He knew I couldn't fulfill it anyway. And that's what I just can't get over, how we can understand. I couldn't fulfill it anyway. There was nothing I could do to save myself. So now that I'm saved, I say I'm walking by His purity and not my own. So I couldn't do nothing to keep me saved. I couldn't do nothing to save myself. And I can't do nothing to keep me saved. There ain't nothing I can do. If there was nothing I could do to be saved but call on the name of the Lord, there's nothing I can do to keep on, to hang on to it. I can't hang on to it. I can't hang on to that salvation. I can't do it. I couldn't hang on. He knew that when he sent Jesus. He knew that's His purity. So tonight, my salvation is perfect because it's laid up in heaven. My salvation is laid up in heaven. My name is written. He said, don't rejoice that you have power over demons and all these things. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. So it's written up there. You know what? There's no eraser up there. There's none of that up there. There's no sin can get it up there. He said lay up over there where thieves and moth and none of them things can destroy. You know why He wants you to lay it up over there? Because Satan does nothing but kill, steal, and destroy. He said lay it up there where the robber can't get it. And that's where my salvation is. It's laid up over yonder. And I think about that. I think about His purity tonight. And so many times the old devil tries to tell me, you need to do more. You need to work better. You need to be a better this. You need to be a better that. And when you try to be better, it'll make you bitter. That's true. When you try to be better, it'll make you bitter. Remember Sunday morning what He told the man about his daughter? They said, hey, your daughter's dead. And Jesus looked back and He said, only believe. Only believe. Tonight, I want you to know my life is not where it is right now by only one thing, and that's that I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord. He saved my soul from a devil's hell. I believe that tonight. I stand on that tonight. I believe that because He's my protector. I believe that tonight because His presence is all over my life, just like on yours. I see it on your life tonight. That presence, but that purity tonight, His power is on your life tonight. But I want to show you in this verse here about His purity tonight, how He is being pure in what He does in our lives. You know what tonight? There is no sin in Him. There is no sin in Him. So if He lives in me, the Holy Ghost, there's no sin on the Holy Ghost. Right? There's no sin on the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, nah. What does He do? He convicts me of my sin. That I repent. To have a closer walk with Him. Nothing to do to get closer to Him. But the Holy Spirit, I don't grieve Him. Don't you get this? Not to get saved more. Let's have a walk, a more intimate walk with Him. And that's where that anointing, when you get where you need to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you say, Lord God, I can't do it, but I know You can. You know what He'll do in your life? He'll remove a lot of stress, a lot of burden, a lot of pain, and a lot of things. I was telling Brother Harold back there, we were talking about how people are having problems and people are having heart attacks. Man, you hear all over Facebook people are having heart attacks and things are going on. I was telling John and his sister the other day, man, we was at burying my uncle this past Sunday, and at the gravesite we had to cover it with shovels. Anyway, was covering it with shovels, and it was out in the sun. I mean, the boiling sun. They had a tent up over where the casket was, but I mean, it was in the boiling sun. My cousin, he's 38 years old, and man, we were shoveling that 39, maybe we're shoveling that dirt in there. Didn't like nothing about it. I'm talking about shovel that in there. Everything's good. Everything's rocking fine. Get it covered up. Every one of us is sweating like crazy. Every one of us is sweating like crazy. Then he calls me later on. He says, "Hey, man, I've had a heart attack." Man, life is short. Life is short. And tonight, I know that when my time comes to the end, it's not going to be based on what I did to get me into heaven. Now, He's going to judge me for my works. He's going to judge me on my works, on what I've done. But on my salvation, I don't have nothing to stand on but the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe, He said, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised who? Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. I believe that tonight. Do you? I believe that tonight. You say, preacher, that's simple. You know how many people don't believe that? You know how many people don't believe that that's not good enough just to believe in Jesus Christ? That's not good enough? That's not good enough that you've got to be baptized in the Spirit. Folks, when you got saved, you got the Spirit. He said, those that are in Christ Jesus are anointed. You got it. You got the Spirit. Use it. Use it. He's inside of you. Use it. My wife's got a car. It's got so many buttons on it. You know what? We purchased that car, and we purchased all the bells and whistles with it, but I don't use them all. There's a lot of things in there I don't use. And that's the same way as our salvation. When you got saved, you didn't just get partial. You got the whole thing. Now, if you don't use it all, that's up to you. But it's all inside of you. And it's up to you, that car. I couldn't tell them, take these things out. I don't want these. Just take the, it wouldn't be nothing left. But I got the car, and inside of it's all these little buttons. I can choose to use them. I can choose to not use them. And that's the same way he's done in our life. And he said, you know what? The deceiver wants to tell you that you've got nothing. You've got nothing on the inside. Tonight, if you're saved, you've got more than he ever thought about having. You've got all that living inside of you tonight. And one thing that you've got that Satan's trying to tell you, he tries to tell you how dirty you are. He tries to condemn you. He tries to put damnation on you. He tries to do all that to you, condemn you to hell. That's what he tries to do in your mind. But he said, hey, uh-uh. Jesus said, you're walking in my purity. You're walking in my spirit. You're walking in what I have you to do tonight. And there's things that comes against us just like it does to the lost world. But tonight we have something they don't have, and that's Jesus Christ tonight. I want to show you this in the last, the purity tonight, what he is tonight. I tell y'all this. The other day, I took Mama to the cancer doctor, and I didn't know. I'm in Brandy's car. I didn't go in my truck. She can't get up in it. I'm talking about buttons. And I didn't know. And we got going down there. She's about to freeze me to death. I mean, we got the air conditioner blowing wide open. There's snowballs blowing on the windows. I'm talking about they hanging everywhere. You think we're in Alaska. You know what I mean? And she's like, I am burning up. She got sweat running. I was like, I don't know. I felt over her. All the air is good. I said, I don't know. She said, this car's burning me up. I said, Mom, this car ain't burning you up. I don't know what's going on. I said, it's your blood pressure. You're nervous. You're upset. You're worried. I am not worried. I said, okay. Okay. Good. So we get home. She gets out. And, I mean, she is sweating. I mean, you can see it. I mean, she's hot. And I said, I don't know, Mom. I remember running air conditioner Tuscaloosa all the way back. I'm talking about, I froze. We get in the car to go see Brother John that Monday night. That was Monday morning, that Monday night. And we get almost Tupelo. And Brady said, did you cut my tail warmer on? So what are you talking about, tail warmer cut on? She said, this thing's old. I got busted out laughing. I couldn't talk for about 30 minutes. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, that's been on all day on Mama. I don't know how it got on, but that's been on Mama all day long. And she's been telling me she's hot, but I didn't know. I didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention. I was comfortable on my side. But let me explain this to you. That's how we are in our Christian life. You find a man that's living in Christ Jesus, and he's not living in himself. Listen to me. He's not trying to work his way to heaven. He's not trying to do good enough to get there. He just said, the blood's enough, and it's been applied, and I'm going to do what the Bible says. But when I slip up, I'm going to rely on the blood. You'll find him. He'll be comfortable. But you find one trying to work their way to heaven, they're going to be so hot, it ain't going to be funny. They're going to be squirming. They're going to be, because they can't live it. And every time they fail, the old deceiver tells them, I told you so. And every time they fail, they're miserable. Miserable in their life. But you find a man living under the blood of Jesus Christ, you know what he say? He says, hey, it's all on God. It's all on Jesus. Let me show you this tonight. Boy, Mama, she was fired up. Verse 29, and I've not told her, by the way, that the tail warmer is on either. He says in verse number 29, that reminds us of his purity. Verse 29, if we know that he is righteous, tonight, do you know that Jesus is righteous? You do. That if we know that he is righteous, and that's what he is tonight. You know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. You're born again. You're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's why that righteousness comes in your life. He said that he is righteous. You know that he is righteous. He's what? He's pure. And everyone that does righteous is born of him. That purity that lives in your life. There's some days I feel clean, don't you? And there's some days I feel dirty. I feel rotten. I feel dirty. But I want you to know tonight, the blood of Jesus Christ is what makes me pure. It's what makes me whole. It's what makes me happy. And what allows me to stand here each and every week, week in and week out, and share with you that in the last time, there's a deceiver coming. He's going to try to deceive you. He's going to try to deceive me. But remember this, you have a deliverer that lives inside of you. He's going to deliver you out. He's going to take care of you all the days of your life. I don't know about you, man, that just does my heart good. John said in the last times, the Bible was written a long time ago. And if he thought it was the last times then, you know we're living in the last times now. That's where we're at. And I don't know. I see over there Brother Dakota holding a little baby there and Brother Austin, mine's at home. I don't know what they'll face. I don't have a clue what they'll face. But I just pray in my heart that as a pastor and you as parents that we keep a place that they can go to, that they don't be deceived. Hey, we ain't the only church preaching the truth. They're everywhere preaching the truth. But I want you to know not only are there people preaching the truth, but they're deceivers everywhere. Just as they're the truth tellers, there's also them that won't tell the truth. And tonight I want you to know this, the Bible is the truth. That's our standard and that's what we go by tonight, the Word of God. And tonight, your life and my life tonight is built on the Word of God tonight. That's what I stand on. That's what I go by. And I pray tonight, this right here, in the last times, that you know this, that you have a deliverer living inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let us pray. Father, I love you. And Father, I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for these folk that's come this way tonight. Lord, I pray that you bless them. I pray you watch over them. Lord God, I pray you protect them tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that I don't have to work my way to heaven. Father, the last time, the last days that we're living in, it's getting dark. It's getting, Father God, there's a lot going on in the world we live in. But I know this, there's a lot of good still. Lord God, even with all the darkness and all the things going on, Father, there's light. Lord God, the church is still here. It's not been raptured out. And Lord, there's light here, Father. Your light's in this world. I thank you tonight for that. I thank you for all the kids that come on Wednesday night to Awana's, and we're getting able to teach them, Father God, that next generation, lifting them up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray tonight you bless this congregation. I pray you watch over us, protect us, have your will and way in our life. And we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Lord, I pray for the prayer request tonight that was lifted up. Lord, I pray you touch everyone that's on it. Lord, I pray you bless them. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Sunday morning,